It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to Music's Journey on musicsjourney.com, presented by nowandthenmagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With our special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
I am so excited once again to have Canadian country star Jamie Warnbach on Music's Journey. He had just finished releasing Hell No. That was his third single that was on his upcoming CD, which is The Secret to Life. And I think he's got a few more to share with us today. We got a brand new single, Basement of a Church, and a video that's going to be released today. We are so excited. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Pretty awesome. And I know we got some special stories to share about this very special song. So let's get to it and let's talk to Jamie.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was, and thank you guys were a part of it too. So I really appreciate all the help that you gave to us and the photos you took and stuff like that. That was awesome.
I know that this was such a special day for us to be a part of, and thank you guys for letting us share in that very special moment, because this was long coming, and I know you guys have had a rough bout, you know, when it comes to scheduling and rescheduling this because of COVID. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that and what the end result was.
We are based out of Kitchener, and we were going to get married here in town, that being Kitchener. And so then COVID hit. We were scheduled for May 1st and heading to Cuba May 3rd. And so that sort of got derailed, and that was fine. You know, it was one of those things at the time, how the world was changing. Mm-hmm. If we have to postpone our wedding for a bit, what the heck, you know? Mm-hmm. And we did. Now, the connection to the Four Winds Barn, I did the grand opening for them, and it was, I've done a few shows there. I really liked the place. So Ange would come with me, got to know the folks there, as well as falling in love with the venue. And mm-hmm. so that's where she wanted to get married originally. And the problem was, everybody loved getting married there. They were booked up for, you know, almost a solid 2 years. So that was sort of left by the wayside. Now, you go back to the story where May 1st in Kitchener, we had to cancel our event. Well, so did everywhere else. And again, in a process of just talking to the Four Winds Barns, not everybody was wanting to have a smaller wedding. And so we got a date there. And so because of COVID, Ange got married in the place she always wanted to get married to. And so it had a little, flip around. As I said, you guys were there. We had about 35 in total. Mm-hmm. of all the folks, and it was a nice event. And so there's the COVID connection and why it was
such
in Brussels.
Beautiful venue, and I'm mm-hmm. telling you, I love that kind of feel, and I know how much that meant to Angie, because she was so mm-hmm. excited and very emotional walking in there, because that was the place that she really, really wanted to have the wedding to begin with. Mm-hmm. And you know, what a special place and great people, great venue. You got some other stuff that you're going to be doing there too. We can talk about later, but that was so nice. And you know, to see the colors, and you'll see the warmth in the pictures. They're absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And
awesome.
You guys looked awesome. Jamie looks so handsome.
Well, you know, you get a good suit. It all comes down to the suit and tie. But you know, the cool thing too is with the new single, we shot the video there. Mm-hmm. The new single, which I'm sure I'll play for you later, is that the basement of a church, and the storyline, what we'd refer to, I guess, as the B-roll, works around a wedding, a funeral, and a baptism, and so we managed to connect the dots. My grandson Zen, my first grandchild, who is now 5 months old, and my daughter Katie, who's his mom, and Ryan, her husband, they did the baptism with Zen, and then of course the wedding was Ange and I. And then there's another little extra element that you'd have to watch the video to find out what the funeral connection is. But I will say this, that the whole video is a family thing. It's a personal connection. And so we've just been watching that the last day. We just got it back because we're about to post it, and usually there's not too many people that watch it, and don't tear up. So I think Terry Odette did a great job. And so
I don't know. I don't know how you did it, because planning your own wedding and having to readjust and do everything that you guys did, but you know, to be able to do the baptism plus, you know, the video and the wedding itself all on that same day, crazy. But you know what? I can't wait to see it. I know it was so emotional just from the part that we were there for. So I can't wait to see the finished product.
I'm very pleased. Terry and I, we were talking on the phone today. I think we have to add it up. We have to sit together and have a drink at some point. But I think we're close to 25 videos together over the years. And I met, he was a recording artist. His first, he had a record called The Writing Room. So back in Cedar Tree, this is going back to Kitchener and Rick Hutt, his studio. I met him when I was in college. I was 21 years old. Terry Odette, who was an artist, was 22, and Kenny Munshaw was 22. Wow. And we were the three guys that recorded at studio Rick's. With Rick. Yeah, and so the three of us have known each other, well, for almost 40 years. And so we've been friends, as well as sort of musical connections. Mm-hmm. And so it's always fun. And you know, with that, right, whenever, it's nice to work with old friends. Mm-hmm. It's nice to, it's usually good work and you trust them, but more specifically, the connection and the stories.
That's right.
You know, it's always a nice visit, right? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. And that's the bonus. That's the sweet bonus.
They get you, right? And they know exactly what you wanted to put out there. And as I said, it's a trust, you know, that you have over mm-hmm. the years. And, you know, seeing Rick that day too, you know, just brought back a lot of memories, I think, for both John and I too. And it was just such a very special moment. His speech was so amazing.
Oh, well, that was funny too. And we should say Rick Hutt, mm-hmm. who produces me as well as many other people, was my
so
best
many.
Man. And oh yeah. And so it was just sort of funny that, it was a funny speech. It was a very touching speech, mm-hmm. but he obviously spent some time mm-hmm. Putting it together. And
he really cares.
And made me laugh.
Yeah, he really, really cares about the artists he works with. And I don't think people realize how many artists here in Canada that he does work with.
Oh, heck yeah.
A lot. I mean,
and a lot of people who started with Rick. And it doesn't mean that they've gone anywhere else. But he's a very good producer across the board, but he's also very good at evolving artists. Mm-hmm. And he's a great person when you're young to work with. Mm-hmm. Because he also won't, here, we're making this about Rick, but this is the thing is that like, yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell a story about Rick. It's interesting because I've learned this and I've used what he had to say to parents. And what it was is that you would see, because I'm at the studio and parents would show up with a young girl or a young boy and Rick would listen to what they had to say and like listen to them play And he could see they had talent, and he said, you know, your daughter or son is very talented. Would I work with them? Yeah, but I don't think you should make a record yet. I think that let's do one song. Let's don't spend all this money right away. Let's make sure that him or her is ready to be a performer when mm-hmm. it's time. And it happened many about half the time, maybe more, where the people would come in, and that's not the answer they wanted to hear. Sure, we'll do a record. Yeah, your daughter, your son's going to be a big star. And they'd go and they'd spend, this is antiquated money, $10,000, all the money they had.
Yeah.
And the record would go nowhere mm-hmm. because it wasn't a very good record. And so that's the old premise of talking yourself out of a job, mm-hmm. right? I've learned many things from Rick, and so I share that with other parents too. Is you don't need to make a record. Why don't you spend a few hundred dollars and demo a couple songs? Mm-hmm. See if your child likes to sing in a studio. It's about experience, you know. Increment it. Mm-hmm. Don't just go all in. And I think that's important. And I've done the same thing. Sorry, I'm on a rant now. Is about gigs. You know, people would. You know, I'd get off the phone. You just talked yourself out of a gig. And I said, yeah. And what it is I would get called by a new festival. And in our process, I'd find out what their budget is. And I'd say, okay, if I, you know, instead of going big, because they wanted me to headline, and I'm kind of going, well, they, based on their budget, why don't you hire a couple of local groups and evolve the concert, see if you can get some people out, and then the next year do it. But everybody wants to go big right off the top.
They do,
And unfortunately, I've seen it happen where they go all big and they lose their shirt and have to sell their house, and the concert, the festival doesn't exist anymore.
I know. Capitol Hoedown was one of those really big ones that went out for 2 years, and then everybody thought they were going to stick around, and they went out too. So yeah, that's what happens, unfortunately. So
yeah,
talk to us about Basement of a Church, because this is a very special song that you wrote, and tell everybody why, because there's such a very unique story to this one.
Yeah, it's based on food. every guy,
John's happy psyche, place.
Yeah, every guy's psyche revolves around food. No, you know, it's honest to goodness, that is where it started. And it's interesting that to connect the dots, the basement of a church, when you start talking about the food, and it's little, so the lyric is little sandwiches cut in four. And it's like, yeah, the church sandwiches. It's like, exactly. And that's what, obviously they're connected with an event, like a funeral or, you know, again, a baptism. They're all there, and occasionally a wedding. The basement of a church is sort of where the food is served. It's where the kitchen is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that idea sort of came from, the basement of a church. And I also, is in small towns, it's an integral part of the
huge
town.
Part, yeah.
That's where, you know, this is non-denominational. This is like that. Where do you go for scouts or cubs or girl guides? It's the basement of one of the churches. And so it was sort of a social place. And that's, that honestly is where the song started for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a storyteller, then it evolves into, you know, the rest of the story, you know, a baptism. And you see, I'm going to take all the mysticism out of a baptism and a wedding. And then the bridge is darker. It's a funeral, right? And then you come back out to end the song. And so that was the tapestry. And I wrote that with Carrie DeMere. I write a lot of songs with Carrie.
Carrie is, I swear, she's like, her ears must be burning every day I do the podcast because everybody writes with her, and she's just so incredibly talented and an unbelievable storyteller. She could just take one idea and that you have in a second, and she's got a story to that, you know, I swear, in 5 minutes. She's already off and running.
Yeah, she's a great writer. She just released, I think, it was a Facebook post, her 30th single. Not as an artist, but, you know, she just writes, as you said, so much with people. She's had 30 singles in, I'm going to say, the last, whatever, 4 or 5 years.
Oh, cool. We have her on next week, and we can't wait
to
start diving into all the songs that she's written. And I can't even imagine how many she's got sitting in a book somewhere. So
we'll call her CD.
CD? Okay.
Yeah, because you get the connection. I, you know.
Absolutely.
It's her initials, but that's what I call her. I could call her compact disc, but that's personal.
Compact disc. I'm not saying that one. So this song, when you decided to do this one, and you decided to do this on your wedding day, what was the whole process being able to get that put together? God, that had to have been hard.
Well, you know, it's funny. They both kind of go together. If you're talking about the video, I was there at the venue, I think about noon. And Terry and I spent a couple hours together, and then we did the baptism scene for a couple hours, and then Terry was around for the wedding. Now the fun part, or the interesting part, is Terry and I have worked together for many years, and I allow him his artistic freedom. And here's my theory on a lot of things is like, if you go to a hairdresser, maybe it's an odd analogy, you know, you can go in with some pictures of what you might like your hair to look like, or I'd like to be short, or I'd like to be long, or whatever. But I don't item by item tell a hairdresser how to cut my hair. And because that's their job. And I think sometimes too, as artists working in a creative format, we have to allow people to do that. I say this to songwriters too, that if you make sure that you have it in the right key, you make sure the structure is right. And what I mean by that is it 3 minutes and 14 seconds long or 3 minutes and 22 seconds long? You know, does this bar come out? Know that the structure is correct and the key is correct. And make sure that the phrasing and the melody and the song is as best as it can possibly be and do. Now, if the drummer has this funky thing, let him play it and see what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. If the, you know, you don't, because your job, sometimes you have to allow somebody to add their little paint mm-hmm. to your picture. And sometimes it's not the exact color you picked, but it's still your picture. Right?
That's right.
And so I think it sometimes you don't need to know exactly what everybody should do. And so, boy, that was a long-winded thing. So my thing with Terry, Terry always, in every video that we've ever shot, he always has something that's his, you know, that
yeah.
he's always got something sort of unique and creative. And now on this one, he wanted my performance to be in high speed. So when you see it, it looks pretty cool. And what happens is I sing the song twice as fast. So that's hilarious. And so you're singing it. Now the good news is the song's over in a minute and 53 seconds. But the thing is that, and then after it's recorded, you slow it down and then I still fit. It looks like I'm singing the right words, but there's a flow. It's in slow motion. There's a slow ebb, you know, and that was what he wanted
Very
to do.
Cool.
And
Very
he
cool.
said, yeah. And I'm going, are you sure? And we never did one in real time. I thought he'd do. And so I trusted him on that. He said, well, it sounds like you want to do it in real time too. And I said, well, yeah, you know, it's like, well, oh, come on, let's just do one more. It's like, okay. And so we did. And he was happy and it looks cool. I think everybody will know that soon enough.
I can't wait to see it. I know that, I know when it comes to the creative flow, like John and I definitely understand because that's why we shoot in RAW to begin with. But, you know, you always can take bits and pieces out after. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you see what the vision looks like. And it was really hard to get Ange to take any more photos.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, I think she was, yeah. It was time.
It was short and sweet. So, you know, we just definitely wanted to do some creative stuff there, but we'll see what we can do on our end on this side of it.
Oh,
but
cool.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. But some of the photos and the moments, I'm really glad we got downstairs and we were able to take you guys, you know, taking your vows. And that was pretty awesome because a lot of the time we don't get to shoot those.
And, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they're not allowed most of the time. And, you know, so that was kind of cool to be able to go ahead and shoot as you guys were expressing yourselves and just watching mm-hmm. the looks on your faces and so much in love, these two.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Jamie's going, okay, enough.
No. It was nice. It was all good.
I don't hear any tears in his voice.
I don't hear any tears. Do you?
Not today.
Yeah. He had lots that day, though. He really did.
Oh, yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
It was a nice day.
Yeah.
I did not know you were that emotional.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, you come into the studio to do an interview, and you're not going to get emotional about that,
yeah.
right?
So, well, what it is, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, my family knows that, like, I'm pretty, I can make myself relatively stoic. In the same breath, it's like, usually songs, there's certain songs, and there's certain, like, I'll watch a commercial, and it's like, oh, that's nice. You know, it's like, I get this... this thing. So, now I will, you know, yeah. So it doesn't take much to make my voice quiver and me get emotional.
Mm.
You know, whether I really cry is another thing, but
I'm not saying that because I'm a guy.
I'm just saying it was because I had trouble getting my lines out. Right. Like,
yeah.
As I referred to them as my lines, you know, my vows is that, and the trick is don't look at her. You know, it's
that makes
both,
sense now.
And both
okay.
Ange and I said that. Yeah. See, and Ange did the same thing. You watch her and she looks a little bit.
I know.
She looks in the air. And it's like, because you know, we both were tearing up. But if you're going to get through it, good luck.
But then I'm looking behind you guys, and then there's Katie. And then Katie starts. It's like, okay, I can't start now. Like, no. I had to move myself around the pole because like, I'm just standing there in front of everybody. So, yeah, it was really nice. Really, really nice. Now, tell us about the release for this and what you got planned.
Well, we've got on it comes to radio today, yes. And so it gets released. And then the video comes out today as well at 9 a.m. It'll be available on YouTube, but also accessible on Facebook as of 9 a.m. And then the song itself will show up, you know, very early on radio's desk today as well.
Awesome. Yeah. That's really, really great. Now, this is going to be a part of the album as well, right?
Yeah, we shot the album stuff about 3 weeks ago. And that was another funny COVID story, too, because we were scheduled to shoot. That's why the record hasn't come out yet.
Mm-hmm. That's a secret to life, if everybody
exactly.
wants to know
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. And we were going to do all that, the photos and stuff, in March. And then we had to cancel that. And so we just finally got around to being able to go back to Toronto about 3 weeks ago. And so the idea that the album itself will be done and available before the end of November.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yay. That'll be awesome, because I know I wasn't sure what was going to happen with that, if you guys were going to be releasing this year or waiting till early next year.
No, it's like that was one of those. It's not being stubborn at all. It was like, we said we were going to release it this year. We're going to get it, you know, we're going to release it this year. And
just in time for Santa to put it in his.
Yeah, there's that.
Everybody's got their stocking stuffers already planned. We're manifesting that one for everybody.
Oh, good one.
Yes. And that'll be perfect. You know, absolutely perfect. Now, tell us about some of the songs that you've picked. I know you can't really say a whole lot, but some of the songs that you've picked for this album, and this one, you know, is included in it. So how hard to pick?
All the singles are there. In terms of the, like, so far that we've released, Hell No and Chill With You, I think was the first one from this record, and The Secret to Life. And now, we did this really cool video with One Step Back, which has been re-recorded. We have a new version of that. And that was very, it was interesting. People, we went back to my high school where I shot the original video and reshot it. And so then it was the closing of that high school. Mm-hmm. And so if you see the video, it's sort of me looking back at me from 26 years ago. And it was kind of cute and interesting. And so that got a lot of response on Facebook as well in terms of views. Mm-hmm. And speaking of other songs, there's another really cool tune that we played at the wedding called Still Only Me, which was from an earlier record of mine. And it's a very appropriate if you know the story of the song of a father and daughter dance. Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple of older songs that I put on the record. And then there's some pretty interesting new stuff, some sort of contemporary, poppy stuff. One called Again and another one called I Love You. And they're pretty interesting songs. Again is also sort of a Sam Hunt like tune.
Oh.
And that's why I sort of presented those two songs, is that because when I make a record, I like to kind of have a bit of, pardon the pun, D all the above, the name of the last record. Mm-hmm. But I like to play with different styles and versions of, because I get 10 or 11 songs, right? Mm-hmm. So that I don't want 10 or 11 songs all the same.
That's true.
Yeah. And so you'll get a varied record. Which I would hope is what I usually, you know, present to people.
Would you say this would be one of your more creative albums?
What I'd say to that is that the last two records, it's been fun, and it's not that it wasn't fun before. I don't know whether I'm not going to use the word resurgence. What I'm going to use is whether I just feeling a little more comfortable with the process. I'm still working with the same producer I've always worked with. And I love to get together with Rick on Wednesdays. That's when I do it. Mm-hmm. And we do literally get together for 4 hours every Wednesday. And we've done that literally for 3.5 years now. And I don't see that stopping, because once this record's done, I've got more songs. And we're probably going to focus. We were talking the other day about doing another EPF, you know, after this record comes out.
You ever think of doing a duet? You haven't done a duet in...
Yep. Yeah. And so that, it's interesting. So on this record, we did, you know, whether you, it's a feature and it comes across. Maddie Haskell has, we did Open a Window together from the last record. And then she did Make Me Believe, which was a cool song from the Greatest Hits record. She has this sort of very unique, rootsy R&B, Emmy Lou Harris country voice. Mm-hmm. And so we focused and featured her on Still Only Me. And so to answer your question, I'm in the process of thinking, I've got one song already that I suspect should be two voices already, that we is a new song that was like the last song I wrote for the last record. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want it on that record. But also, I'm just thinking about writing a song to focus with her voice.
That so would be
I think
cool.
I think your suggestion is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
To sort of focus on a tune.
I think it's timing. That, yes. Mm-hmm. I think people would absolutely love that for Valentine's. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, here we go. Well, see that. If you're thinking of Valentine's Day,
it's too hard to produce
2022, because we've got I think the next single. Possibly to scheduled after Basement of a Church.
Oh, mm-hmm. We got lots of exciting news coming up. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, there's a really cool tune called Boy Oh Boy, and it's a fun tune.
I can see John's face on this one.
Yeah,
song about Jamie getting excited there.
Boy, oh boy. There you go. Boy oh boy, here we go. Exactly.
I just want to go back for a second. We talked briefly about Rick Hutt's speech, but we didn't really mention what it was. I think it was very unique. He used a lot of your singles.
Yeah, he took a lot of my singles. Like, we're not talking, and he made a story out of it.
Yes,
you know, yes. He used the titles as part of the story and part
Which
of the emotion.
So funny.
And it was, oh yeah. And it was very, yeah. It was very hilarious.
It was fun to watch your face when came up with a new title every time. And it was good. So I joked at the wedding that it's true. You wrote half of his speech.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. And that's the funny thing too, is if you've written a lot of songs and stuff like that, there was a couple and I'm going, oh, right, that one.
That's not the book I saw.
Yeah,
that, I mean, no.
I knew most of them, but it was pretty fun. Yeah.
The look I saw was something different. Oh, no, what's he going to say about that one? No.
Very creative. And he even brought up the Stalker song.
The Stalker song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the hilarious story about that is... And I don't know if I'll tell it on your show.
We didn't say anything on this one.
Well, the thing is, I wrote that with Jason Barry. One Step Back is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to write about my hometown, Hanover. And so the girl that was in the story, the first girl I was ever in love with was Mary Ann Grove. And I was 17 years old. So that's why her name is Mary. And it's a real name. Mm-hmm. So, but we wrote this tune and... Mary's bedroom window, right? Like, I'll take one last look through Mary's bedroom window. And I didn't like that line. And I took it, and neither did, and Jason thought the same thing. I'm going, because we gotta be careful. I'm a fart. I'm a peeping Tom, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, nobody's gonna, that's creepy. And so, and I played it for all the guys at the studio, right? They, at that time, right? The engineer, they're all guys. It's like, what do you think? Oh, yeah, you got to change that. I said, I know, it's awful. And so Jason and I spent the next 3 months, because the thing is, the structure of the song was right. There's a segue here, right? We're going back to where I was talking about that. Is that, so if I'm changing the lyric, it has to be the same amount of words. right? Like I can't.
Yep.
And so we tried a whole bunch of different stuff and it didn't sing as well. It didn't sound as well.
Do you remember some of the lines you tried?
No, I don't. I don't have a clue. And we tried them and it was like, no. And so we started recording the song and it was a 3-month process at that point. And by the end of it, I'll watch my language because I know what word I said, but I just said, never mind. You know what I said. There might have been an it. Might have been an it after.
Yeah.
I said, just
dang
just
it.
Leave it in.
Dang
what,
it.
Whatever. Yeah. And so we left it in reluctantly. And so for years, still to this day, like I'm at a show, right? And I usually save one step back. I wouldn't lead with it. And so it's like, hey, can you play Mary's Bedroom Window song? And it's like, they don't even know it's one step back. It's the Mary's Bedroom Window song. And it's like, and that's the line I was going to change. What a goober I would have been, right? It's like, yeah, like one of my, probably the biggest recognizable hit I've ever had. I was going to change the key line. Yeah, so.
Now, if Ange is anywhere near, I'm sure she's rolling her eyes right about now.
Well, see, and if you know the story, I know, if you know her story, yeah, she's just going,
yep.
Let me guess, Mary again. I hear about this Mary. Mary, 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 whatever.
But he put a ring on it, honey.
Hey, see, there you go.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm not with Mary.
That's right.
That was a good story. Sorry.
That must be difficult.
It's a true one. It really is.
That must be difficult, though, for a lot of singers who have hit songs about women that they have been with in their past, and then they move on, but it becomes a hit song, so they have to keep singing it all the time, but yet they're no longer with that person. That's got to be so difficult.
See, that it doesn't really bother me. And I know that...
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about the other woman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Oh, well, see, now I'll have a little, connection with that is that the funny thing was I've written some songs for other women, and I did not get the response I thought I was going to get. I thought, oh, this is a nice look back at how things were and all. Like, this isn't like, oh, I didn't like you, you're stinky. This was like oh, I'm coming to my senses and you know, I might have been a little odd back then, and if I met you now, I think you'd be awesome. And I think, oh, they're really gonna like this song, and they don't like it. They still think I'm a goober, and it's like, geez. I know.
I have to tell you, I think Kim just peed herself.
Well, there you go. Now, that's a true podcast right there.
Oh my god.
Well, and if you want me to make you keep laughing, it's the other thing too with the songwriting thing. We were talking about changing, looking through, you know, the creepy thing about the Mary's Bedroom Window is my producer.
She's crying.
Yeah. Speaking of Rick Hutt, one of, and we used some of Tom's guitars, Tom Cochran, and so Rick was involved with Red Rider a little bit and did a lot of demos with Tom Cochran. So Tom had this song, and he wasn't sure whether he really liked it the same way, because it was called Love Is a Highway, and he thought it was originally it was a cool song, but it just didn't seem to be working with everybody. Which eventually, right, and when he figured life is a highway, somebody suggested, oh, yeah, okay, maybe I'll try. Like, it's sometimes those things. Dan Hill, another friend of mine, and Dan has the best story ever, and with what's his classic hit? Sometimes when we touch, right?
Yeah.
Which is brilliant, huge, his biggest song ever. Well, Dan, if he ever does a singer-songwriter night, he can play the original version of it, which the melody, I don't know if you ever heard it, the melody isn't that.
Okay.
And so the record company at the time thought he had a really cool lyric and all that sort of stuff, and they said, well, we're going to give it to Barry Mann. Now, Barry Mann is a really well-known melody writer, and he's written just a whole bunch of hit pop songs, right? Mm-hmm. And so they gave it to him, and he came out with changed the melody to the way it was, right? The song that we all know as Dan Hill's biggest hit.
Yep.
was the way Barry Mann changed it. Well, Dan didn't like it.
Oh.
He heard it. Oh, yeah, he heard it, and he was like, oh, that's kind of, that sucks. I don't like that. And he didn't want it. He was kind of going, I like the way I had it, you know. And so it took him 3 weeks, the record company going, well, Dan, you know, just live with it, you know. It's like, and so he also, at the end, when it came time to release that song, he went, okay, yeah, I'll sing it this way. Whatever. I don't know. I don't like it, but okay. Right?
Because
it wasn't his melody, and it wasn't what he was used to. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there's a handful of stories. Well, there's more than a handful, but there's a bunch of stories that way where sometimes the best decisions you make are the ones you don't, you know, and or, you know, a decision you don't want to make and you do is mm-hmm. the best decision, right? So
you might not see it, you know, in full picture, but then, you know, once it all is said and done.
If you consider Manfred Mann's Blinded by the Light, if people came along and changed all the words to that, we probably wouldn't know it the way we know it today. And I still don't know what the words are. Ripped up like a deuce, you know, the runner in the... I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you've got a brand new one that, like, this is being released today, and then you've got some more coming up that we're looking at. Probably, you said the album is going to be in November?
Yep, the album should be out by the end of November. That's our scheduled time. Like, we wanted out. It's not that I'm aiming it before Christmas, but I want to have it officially pressed before the end of this year.
Oh, we're so looking forward to it.
That's our goal.
We are looking forward to it. And again, thank you. We can't wait to see this video. And I'm hoping everybody's going to be tuning in and being able to stream this one and share it and ask for the local radio stations to put it on their playlist, because this is going to be a pretty, pretty awesome song. And I think that...
I hope so.
I think so. I absolutely do. And I just, because we know the story behind it, and I think everybody will agree once they see it, it's such a great song and so well written. And I just, the idea of it is just crazy to me. When you first told me, it was like...
The sandwiches. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. It's all about the sandwiches and food. I didn't think that when I heard the title. So, but such a great song. So we're really hoping everybody's going
to
stay tuned for Basement of a Church.
It.
I think we need to play it right now.
Mary Ann Elizabeth James, 5 months old in a week today, in a pretty white dress her mama made for her. 3 drops of water upon her head, welcome to the family, the preacher said, and we all stood up and whispered, amen. We all know what happens next, take the stairs down and hang a left, 'cause life begins and ends in the basement of a church. There'll be coffee to drink and tears to cry, homemade butter tarts and apple pie. You got your sandwiches cut and fold, they want nothing left, come on, I need some more. Saturday night, her mama smiled and her daddy cried as he gave his daughter's hand to a fine young man. Benjamin softly said, I do, with a tear in her eyes, Susie said me too. Then we all stood up and sang, hallelujah. We all know what happens next, take the stairs down and hang a left, 'cause life begins and ends in the basement of a church. There'll be coffee to drink and tears to cry, homemade butter tarts and apple pie. You got your sandwiches cut and fold, they want nothing left, come on, I need some more. There'll be a loving hug waiting when you walk through that door. You got a basement of a church. We celebrate John Jacob's life today.
in the basement of a church.
Beautiful song, Jamie Warren and Basement of a Church. It's out today. Check out the video, also out today, recorded live at his own wedding and a few other places as well. If you're a singer, a band, or a manager, contact Effects Media for photography, artwork for posters, events, or album covers. We handle it all. Email info@effectswithanamedia.com. Now, back to Music's Journey with your host, Kim Sear, and one half of the Coffee Talk video, Jamie Warren.
Now, we don't want anybody to forget about that, but we'll announce that in a second. But again, that was just such a great song, and thank you for sharing this one, especially after your very big day. And just please let Ange know how beautiful she was. Oh, beautiful girl.
Sure,
inside
absolutely. Oh, she is.
Out, inside.
She's
and
a
out.
Cutie.
Yes,
yeah.
She is. You're a lucky guy.
Very you better nice. Believe it. And I'm saying all the right things. How am I doing, John?
Brownie points.
I'm learning.
You're learning.
You know, I'm married now.
So now everybody can look forward to just being able to download this one, share this with whether it's Spotify or on any of your playlists. But I guarantee you it's going to be on one of the tops of your friends or yours. So let's share it all. It's awesome. Basement of
Please
a Church.
Do.
I think it'll be on the next Greatest Hits album.
Yeah.
When that happens.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. That would be really cool. Now, is there something you can play for us right now?
Nope. Yeah, sure. Is there anything specific you want to hear?
Well, we did talk about One Step Back.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me...
Sounds disappointed.
Oh, no, not at all. No, that's Jamie's concentration voice where I'm looking. Ooh. I'm looking my guitar. Okay, hang on. See, I'm holding the phone, which I suspect I'll put it on speakerphone. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then so what I'm looking for right now, there it is my strap. I had my guitar out for, and I knew that
I was gonna
you were
ask.
Calling and I had him out for coffee talk, so here we go.
Driving down that old dirt road, you feel I can change. Sunshine reminds me of a child on a later race. Driving past the riverbank where Mary first kissed me. Light still grow wild and free. Bobby lays a blacktop down and spirit sailing home. A lovely wife and three young kids, a fourth one almost grown. And Rudy, he found Jesus and he moved out to L.A. Mary has a new last name. If I could take one step back, I'd be slipping out the back door and I'd say one more drive in my daddy's old car. One last look through Mary's bedroom window. If I could take just one step back. Whistle at the factory, no longer makes a sound. The rotor rings and running all the drives been torn down. Courthouse is still standing, even though we marched in gray. It's nice to know some things don't change. If I could take one step back, I'd be slipping out the back door and I'd say one more drive in that daddy's old car. One last look Mary's bedroom window. I take just one step back. And life is like, oh, that old freight train. The tracks go on uptown. Oh, and if you ride long enough, yeah, it'll bring you back around. I can take one step back, I'd be slipping out the back door. That's it, one more drive and in his old car. I take one last look in your mirror's bedroom window. I'd take just one step back.
Awesome. Ange is probably going to kill us for asking you to do that song. But you know what? I love it.
Thank you.
It's such a great, great, great song.
And sorry, Ange.
Yeah.
It made me laugh so hard. That was so good. I needed that. That was funny. Now we just want to remind everybody where they can see the video. So where can they get it? In your latest single that is off your new upcoming CD, The Secret of Life. And that was called Basement of a Church. So just remind everybody where they can see it today and where you they can download the song.
You can find it on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, but it will be on Facebook, on my fan page, as well as, you know, YouTube in general. But the other trick, too, is jamiewarren.com. That's pretty easy, and access to all those things will be there.
So all the latest news and upcoming events that you've got coming. Do you have any live performances coming up?
No. They don't let me play anymore, Cam.
No. Not even there at the barn? No.
We're not really doing anything leading up to Christmas, but we're going to start looking at what we're going to do in the new year. We've got John knows too, my stories and songs. We're looking at, and this is a bit of a scoop, possibly before the end of this year, we may have a virtual stories and songs. And so that's been something we have the venue. Like if you had watched some of my virtual stuff a few months ago, we were evolving the sound and we were evolving multi-cameras in a Facebook virtual format, right? And so we've got a venue now. So the idea is that my stories and songs basically are three artists. You know, they're different each time. Recognizable artists with a couple backing musicians. We can socially distance that on a stage, and we actually have the venue. And so the idea would be the audience is virtual.
That'd be awesome.
It would be a normal show without an audience. And so that's what I've been kind of working on and evolving. Will there be any performances? That sort of is yet to be seen. I suspect in the big picture, not until next summer.
Yeah,
I really believe that's sort of the next thing. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't do something in between, because I'm going to go crazy. I know.
Those creative juices.
I should be careful, because Ange might say, yeah, you're already crazy.
Well, but there's no golfing, so there's got to be something. That's right.
Well, see, this is my pattern, and this is another thing Ange was informing me that I have a lot of, is patterns. But I usually do most of my writing, usually occasionally in the fall, a little bit. But it's honestly the third week in January through the end of April. That's sort of because it's the downtime, right? And I love to write during that time. So that's sort of, that will be scheduled. And then, and this is a true story, by the time April comes around, I'm a little stir crazy in terms of wanting to be in front of an audience. So it's not uncommon for me to show up at a venue where it's not scheduled and Jamie gets up and does a couple sets.
Well, everybody...
And it's for my mental health, by the way.
That's exactly.
People go, what are you doing here? It's like... Yeah, sure. Please play. Please play.
Please play something. Please play something. Yeah. Now, everybody can catch you on Coffee Talk, which is Thursday at 2:30 every week with Jesse T from 2:30 to 3:30.
Jesse T. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When are you going to do
another very talented artist?
When will you do a duet with her?
She sang on my stuff in the past, and still I'm trying to think of what. Oh goodness gracious! I see now. You put me on the spot.
Sorry.
Something. No, it's something recent we've done. The interesting thing is she's been singing on Katie's last couple of singles, mm-hmm. my daughter, and so I mean we do shows together, Jess and I.
Yep.
And Jesse, we were just talking to as well because she's going to be coming on. We were talking about putting her and Carrie on the same show.
Oh, that would be a cool combo.
So that's what I think
we're
doing.
They do a lot of writing together, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's what we're doing next week, so that's what we're hoping for. So, but anyway, we just wanted to, again, thank you and congratulations on this brand new single, and congratulations to you both on your wonderful, wonderful nuptials on
Saturday. Well, thank you
very
much. I appreciate that.
You make a great couple.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, it's all Ange. The funny thing is that we were golfing with her parents the following day after the wedding, and it just sort of came to the point where it was actually talking about the Four Winds Barns, and Ange was saying, yeah, they like Jamie there, and I said, yeah, you don't really know the story. This is how it usually goes: is they like me, but they really like her. It's like that's pretty much everywhere we go. Oh. It's like Jamie's, yeah, I like him. Ange is awesome. It's like, okay, there you go.
Did you get your table?
It's downstairs, and we're gonna get it. We're shifting.
It was a wedding gift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So want to be careful. Is we're moving.
Oh.
And so what we're gonna do is we're gonna pick up the table when we're moving. So instead of bringing it to two places, if you follow me on that.
Mm-hmm.
So once we move, we're moving back to Dunn. And so once we shift back there and
can't say I'm
middle
happy
of,
about that.
Oh, that, you know what? It's okay because, well, anyway, that's another another story. We're very pleased. It's a neat little small town, and we're looking forward to going back there. We're not shifting out of the area, just so you know. Meaning,
okay,
we've got.
I'd be very upset if you were.
No. Okay. We were going to schedule. We've got a couple days. That's why I was wondering if we were still talking about this. No, we've got a plan.
Okay. Plans are good.
We're not.
Okay.
You're going to see us in this area two or three days a week.
Good.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. All right. Okay, so we were going to remind everybody again for you can catch Jamie Warren's brand new single. You can get it off of his Facebook page, which is at jamiewarren.com.
That's the website. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the website. And then you can go to Facebook.
And YouTube.
Yeah,
and
find my
YouTube.
Fan page is the first place it's going to appear.
Okay.
The video itself is going to appear at 9 a.m.
Today.
Today.
Yeah.
And then you've got Coffee Talk, which you do every Thursday from 2:30 mm-hmm. till 3:30 with Jesse T. So I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more about this song and the stories that go with it. But thank you for sharing it with us today, Jamie. We really appreciate it. And we always love it when you stop by and come on to Music's Journey and share a little bit about life.
Thank you for having me.
You are the first artist that we've had back for a return engagement.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
I'm a repeater.
Yes, you are. You're a repeater.
Okay.
Hey, we're at 22. So this is awesome in a very short period of time. So we've done really well. So
congrats, guys.
Yes. Well, say hi to Ange for us again. Congratulations on the release today. And I remind everybody, please download the song, share it. You can put it on your playlist and ask your local radio station to put it on their playlist. So it's an awesome tune. And that is The Basement of a Church by Jamie Warren. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here today. And
thanks,
we really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Bye. Once again, we want to thank Jamie Warren for stopping by. What an amazing, amazing artist and an incredible singer-songwriter. And always a pleasure to have him come. He always brings his guitar and he always plays for us a little something. So I hope everybody can download Basement of a Church. You're going to love it and the story that goes behind it. And his video is released today, Friday, as well. So I think you're going to love it. So stay tuned. Go on his Facebook page, his fan page. You'll see it there. Most of the updates and news you will see. And he's got his new album hopefully coming out at the I don't know, middle of November there, he said. So we've got that to look forward to, and that's called The Secret of Life. So pretty cool. So anyway, thank you very much for Jamie Warren. And we will be having David Boy James. He's got a brand new single out today as well. And we've got quite a few guests that are coming up. So thank you, and tune in again, and we'll see you on the flip side of Music's Journey, talking about music, lyrics, and the human side of life.
Once again, a great big thank you to Jamie Warren for being with us today and being the first guest to make Kim P. You've been listening to Music's Journey on musicsjourney.com. Please like us on Facebook and share us on all your socials. On our upcoming podcast, we'll be chatting with the James Barker Band, The Reclaws, pop duo Via Barcelona, Michelle Wright, Jason Blaine, Jesse T, Carrie DeMayer, Tim Hicks, and more. Our theme music is titled I Can Tell and is performed by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.